Hey guys, my name is David. I have new life in Christ, and I'm recovering from control, from comedy, and a cold heart. And we just have this week, and then two more weeks is all we have with this group. And just walking around chatting with some of you guys before we started, my heart is already warmed this evening because I just got to hear a few short stories of immense conversations that you guys have already been having. And sometimes that's one of the more intimidating or difficult steps that we have to take. And it continues to be, even to this day. But the more you practice, the better you get at it. And I'm just so proud of those of you that have already taken that initiative. And I want to encourage you, come back next week with more stories of that. We're going to recap just real briefly what we talked about last week. So if you weren't here, you'll get a really high level, but you won't get, you know, all the stories and the whole deal. And then we're going to give you a lot of time in your rooms tonight to talk about who you're still having trouble forgiving. You may even stop with your group and pray some of those forgiveness prayers out loud together as a group. And then you're going to talk about who you still need to make amends with. And something you might do in your group is role play and practice. Have somebody pretend to be the other person and go back and forth and practice how that conversation might go, just to prepare you and kind of take away the intimidation factor. But before we do all that, we want to share with you another student testimony. So Caroline, come on up here to the stage. Welcome, Caroline Leventhal. I'm going to pray for Caroline and let her share her story with you. And I may ask her a few questions when she's done, and then we'll get up to our classroom. So Lord, thank you so much for tonight. Thank you just for the opportunity we had this last weekend to remember your sacrifice that you made, the perfect sacrifice, the way that you died, a death that you did not deserve, to pay the penalty that we did deserve. And I thank you that you didn't stay dead, but that you rose from the grave, and you demonstrated both your love and your power this weekend. And I pray that we would trust you. We would trust your love that was demonstrated in Christ, and we would believe and trust and have faith in your power to change our lives, to bring healing, to bring hope, to bring comfort, to bring peace, to bring purpose into our lives. And I pray that you would do that tonight. You'd move all of us towards that. In Jesus' name, amen. You get to hold that.
Okay.
I'm gonna ask you a few follow-up questions. First, I just wanted, like, I got to have her testimony, and so I got to take notes, like underline things. But man, I just wanted to note some of the words that you used. You don't really have to respond to this, but guys, she used words like exhausting, stressed, depressed, no desire, overwhelmed, completely alone, and hated being the way I was. Let me just ask you, I'm gonna read that list again. Can you relate to any of those? Which one can you relate to the most tonight? Exhausted, stressed, depressed, no desire, overwhelmed, completely alone, hating the way that I am. Which one of those describe you? Because she was experiencing all of those things at once. And then she found in bringing those to God and bringing them to God's people, there's a relief from those burdens. In deepening her relationship with Jesus, who she already had a relationship with and a great knowledge of, was able to find freedom and relief from those things. And you guys can too. Now, I want to ask some follow-up questions about a few things you shared. Because one of the things you shared is something we're talking about this week. And then another thing you shared is something we're working on next week. So I think it's really applicable. You said, because of Jesus, close relationships in my life have been strengthened. So tonight we're talking about forgiveness and we're talking about amends. So when you look back at when you went through this curriculum and this program, did you have any like amends conversations, and how did you feel about them? Just share a story or two.
I really only had two amends conversations. I had one with my parents because of just constant sin that I had been struggling with since sixth grade, that I had continually been called out on by my parents and was still like, hey, you're wrong, I'm doing what's right, like kind of back off almost. And that was not the response I should have had. And so,
were you nervous to like,
I was so nervous. I was like, are you kidding me? They're going to be like, I told you so, Caroline, like you're the worst.
Was that the result? Like what was the result?
That was not. No, I remember going in and literally like before I said anything, I was already crying. Cause I cry when I have immense conversations and that's something I hate is like, I'm always crying. And I'm like, I can't cry in front of my parents. Oh my gosh. They've seen you cry. It's fine. But I was so just like overwhelmed and like, they're going to hate me. Like they're not going to love me. And of course they're my parents. They're going to love me. And so I was like already crying. And my parents like, oh my gosh, what is she going to say? And they're like, oh, we already know about this. It's fine.
Did you try to talk yourself out of it? Like, I don't really need to have this. Or did you know you're like, I have to have this?
I definitely tried to talk my way out.
You did.
I remember talking to my step group and being like, no, I like, it's not, it's their bad. Like, I didn't really do anything wrong because they were the ones calling me out. But really, no, it was my response to them that was the part that I needed to make up for.
And then you said you had two. What was the other?
The other one was a friend with camp, a friend from camp. And actually, I wouldn't really call her a friend. But.
Honest.
But in seventh grade, we really.
Sorry, Ruthie.
We really struggled the week that we were at camp. And I remember blaming her for literally everything and coming home and being like, she was the worst. And then I looked back on it and I hadn't realized it even through Regent. And I was like, oh my gosh, I was such a jerk to her. I was like, I was so irritated at the way she was responding that I was responding 10 times worse. And so I remember texting her and I still have not gotten a response. And I've left it to God, and so I know that, you know, that could be a seed that's planted in her life that she could look back on and be like, oh my gosh, she was faithful to me, you know, from 3 years before.
So you told her in the text what you wanted to talk about.
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, wow. I texted her, and I was like, hey, you know, we can talk, or you can just, you know, leave this on read. And, you know, she chose to do that. I don't know if she read it, but, you know, I'm confident that I did my part of it.
Way to go. Okay, and then the other thing was, you said, I've learned the importance of spending daily time with God. And then you also talked about your community group and your small group. So next week, we're going to be doing book work, working on new habits. Mm-hmm. And one of those is being faithful to have other Christians that are helping you walk the steps towards healing continually. Mm-hmm. And then also just daily time with God, to keep close to him as you try to walk these steps. So what does that look like for you going out of Regen for students?
So going out of Regen, there was definitely kind of like a camp high, and I was like, okay, I can do this. I got this. And so I was really consistent, and I really put in the work in the first, you know, 3 to 4 days. And I was like, okay, I'm going to wake up. You know, I'm going to read my Bible. No, I actually did it at night. I just switched to the mornings. So I was doing it at night, and I was like, okay, I literally will not let myself go to bed unless I read the Bible. And that at first was my mindset. And over time it switched to, okay, I get to spend time with my Savior before I go to bed. And like, that's something that I get to do now. But at first it was the checklist thing of, okay, I need to make sure I'm doing this. And then as it becomes more consistent, you're like, wow, I'm really learning so much about the God that loves me and that is perfect. And
that is so wise, guys. I hope you heard what she said, because that is the power, the unique power that God's word has, is that if you decide to do it, because you have to do it and you like make yourself do it and you discipline, when you begin to spend time with God, hearing from him in his word, gradually and mysteriously, it becomes something you get to do and something that you want to do. It becomes the food for your soul that it tells you it is, something that you need and you even delight in every day. So I'm so glad you got to have that experience, and I hope all of you do. Let's give Caroline a round of applause one more time. All right, guys, well, let's just quickly recap. Matthew 5:9 was the main verse from last week that says, blessed are the peacemakers. And we talked about we're not supposed to just fake peace and hope conflict or brokenness in our relationships go away, but we actively strive to make peace. And we do that because we're children of God. We serve and follow and worship a God who went to great lengths to make peace with us when we were rebels and in sin. He sent his son, and he died on a cross for us. And so we should go to great lengths being his children to make peace with one another. So we're talking about the letter I and the word healing as we're walking the steps towards healing. initiate reconciliation. We make sure we do our part to make peace with others by following God's plan for forgiveness and amends. So we talked last week about making peace through forgiveness, which is a prayer. It's something that happens up and down, vertically, between you and God. You can forgive someone without even talking to them. You entrust all of justice to God. Then we talked about the horizontal part of the cross. So you have the vertical, up and down, and then a cross with other people that are right next to us, side to side. We do our part to make peace by we make peace through amends. And that is a conversation. Forgiveness is a prayer. Amends is a conversation. She just described one. A few of you described them to me earlier. That is actually talking to someone about your sin, admitting your wrong, saying you're sorry, asking for forgiveness, changing your behavior, accepting the consequences, all of those things. So forgiveness we defined as this decision to trust God with justice and vengeance. We talked about this forgiveness prayer. Here's an example of it. It's in your book, how you can plug in these little blanks and you can entrust justice to God through a prayer. We defined amends as doing our part to repair the damage for our sin. And I already outlined these five things, the five A's of an amends conversation. It's in your book. Admit you're wrong, apologize, ask for forgiveness, accept the consequences, and alter your behavior. And so you took all of that, and you hopefully this week really put it together on that cross that's in your book. You're supposed to write on that thing a list of names in the up and down part of people you need to forgive, and then a list of names on the horizontal part of people you need to have amends conversations with. That peacemaker plan is on page 112, and that's what you're going to talk about in your groups tonight. Let me give you a reminder of what we have coming up, and then we're going to get you out of here. We have two more weeks. You're going to do all of the New Habits lessons before you come next week. So you've got to finish all of New Habits, and then you'll have a week to finish all of Go and Share. In the last week, you'll come in here and you'll have a chance to share your testimony. The curriculum will show you how to write out what you've heard so many other students share this semester. And everyone will get to share your testimony with your step groups. And then a few of you from each step group will get to come up here at the end. We'll all be back in here and share what God is doing and has done in your life this semester with everyone. So Go and Share is a great celebration. And we'll have a gift to commemorate your time with us and the work God has done. And so you won't want to miss April 19th, which also coincidentally is my 42nd birthday. That's how old I am. So we were not supposed to be meeting on my birthday, but we had that snow day, remember, where we had to cancel with all the ice? And I gladly said, let's extend this thing. I can't think of a better way to celebrate my birthday than celebrating the new life in Christ that you guys are experiencing. So let's do the work. Let's finish strong. Let's come ready to encourage each other. But we've got a great night tonight talking about forgiveness and amends. And then let's talk about new habits next week. And let's be ready to share who our God is and what he's doing in 2 weeks. All right. I'm going to dismiss you in chunks. All right. So let's go 101.